Blog Talk Radio.
Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I first would like to apologize for technical difficulties. I am very sorry. I apologize for everyone for the delay. Believe me, I was in panic mode. Thank you for our engineer slash first woman of God slash minister, apostle, doctor, author, mother, wife, grandmother. Thank you for her once again to keep me calm and collective, because I don't like when things are out of order and I don't like to keep people waiting. I really appreciate you guys' patience. As I was looking at the board, I was seeing that no one hung up, so praise God for that. I'd like to thank everyone, as always, all our listeners. Amen. Glory to God. I'd like to thank all our supporters, all those who's been with us for the last past two seasons. Amen. Glory to God to you. And I'd like to just say a special prayer and ask God to just bless us all in this time of miscomfort or discomfort or the shaking. I just know God has something in plan for all of this, and he does have a plan. So before we get started on our show, I'd like to open up with prayer, and we're going to do something different today. We're going to take calls, and we're going to talk to each other. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to lift up each other. We do have Bible, though. We will not leave without hearing from thus saith the Lord. Amen. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. I thank you for this assignment. I thank you for my health and strength and well-being. God, I thank you for the atmosphere that you have cleared so the Holy Ghost can move and have its way in this place, God. Now, Father God, I ask you to touch each and every one of our listeners, are their family members, their friends, God, their neighbors, God, even their community, God. Let the blood be a healing blood. Let the blood be a blood of reassuring, God, that you are still in charge, that you are still the head and not the tail, that you are the author and finisher of our life as well as our faith. We trust and believe, God, that this is just a trial run, God, that we are just waiting for the process to have its way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier, we are going to take some calls, because first of all, I would just like to know if, and you know, I wanted to ask, you know, if the show has done anything for you since you've been listening, but then again, before I get into that, I just realized that, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody has their way of going through what we're going through now, and I wanted us to be a voice to support one another. I wanted us to be friends and prayer partners, you know, iron sharpening iron with one another right now. I took it upon myself today, not because nothing was happening, not because nothing was crazy, not because of nothing, but the fact that my spirit wanted to do so. And maybe an hour or two before the show, before God has given me the scripture that he has given me, I decided to rededicate myself to Christ, because in this time that we're in, I wanted to be in a place where no matter what was going on before this moment now, I wanted God to be pleased with me. And I wanted to throw out all old garbage, all old thoughts, all old behaviors. I wanted to walk in the new in the midst of a mess. In the midst of a tornado, I wanted to walk in it new. I wanted to have a spiritual, new spiritual awakening. So after this is over, I'm walking in a new. So I decided to ask God to cleanse me of anything that was not like him in the middle of a mess. Amen. And when I say mess, because we're really emotional right now, we're some of us, you know, we got our kids, we got our grandkids, you know, some of us used to work and some of us can't sit still. We're anxious, you know, and people, you know, it's almost like a prison. And I say that in a sense, not to say that your house is a prison, but some of us are used to doing, and now we're almost forced to do this to live. We're almost forced to be like this to live. But there should be a joy in that. Earlier we played a song by Miss Shirley Caesar. I love praising him. I just want to praise him. And I thought about that and I was like, wow, even though the situation is what it is, I found out there's a reason to praise him, like I always do. But just imagine, just because your children are driving you crazy right now, think about the people who don't have their children. Think about the people who don't have that joy of being with their family members right now. Think about the one that's lonely, the one that's in the hospital and can't see their family, the one that's not in the hospital but can't see their family members in the hospital. You know, you can't see your significant other. Take this time to come together, no matter what's going on. Have a praise already ready for the good times as well as the bad times. We got to have a bad time praise. So if you get together with the family and say, listen, right now, you know, we done played games, we done watched TV, we done ate, it's prayer time. Right now, it's Bible study time. See, if the family get back together, we get back together to doing the things of God, listen, this would be so much more joyful, a more joyful situation, because we all know there's scriptures that say trials and tribulations come to make us stronger. We know they're coming, and some of us know that we have to suffer for Christ's sake. There's things that we have to do as Christians that should not affect us like it affects the world. Even myself, like, you know, I got to the point where, like, I probably was almost making myself sick. You know, I was washing my hands 1,000 times. As soon as the temperature, I felt like I was a little hot. Oh, Lord, as soon as I felt like I was a little cold. You know, all these little things, because I just knew that this thing is not to play with. So I decided to call on the Lord like I supposed to. And I need a calmness in my spirit. I need a calmness in my mind. Lord, I need you, amen, to just lower my, you know, my attitude, because I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. See, the isolation part doesn't bother me. For those who know me and heard my story, I've been locked up for 10 years. So the isolation part doesn't bother me. The part that bothers me is that I allow room in my mind for all these distractions. You know, am I sick? You know, I'm scrubbing my hands with bleach, which I know is a nonsense. You don't supposed to be scrubbing your hand with bleach, but that's the place I'm in. So before I take calls, just want to read a few scriptures, and we will take calls. This is Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio, and this is your Fix the Six for any newcomer and new listener. I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, and we're here to encourage and uplift one another. That's what the ministry is all about. We're not to backbite people. We're not here to talk about people. We talk here to uplift people, to pray for people, and keep people in our prayers that can't pray for themselves, to pray for the nations. Amen? And so if you have your Bibles with you, please just go with me to the book of Philippians, and I'll be reading out the New King James Version. Amen? We're just going to start at chapter 4, verse 3. Amen? And we're just going to read it real quick, and I promise you, because I want to hear from everybody today. I want to hear from you today. Amen. It says, I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the Bible, y'all. That's the Bible. Paul, he repeated the word joy. Amen. His attitude is nothing short of like supernatural in light of the fact that he wrote this letter while sitting in prison. Like most of us right now feel like we're in prison because you can't do what you want to do. You can't go what you want to go. You can't be with who you want to be with. You can't see who you want to see. But sometimes that's what we need. We need to stand still. We need to just settle. Just be quiet. We need to be in a place where let God do all the moving. Let God do the shifting. Let God do the rearranging. Let God do what he wants to do in the midst of this. God is still in charge. Amen. He was in prison. He was in his prison, sitting in, if you've never been in a prison cell, you don't know what it's like. But his joyful attitude is contagious. as he urges us, listen, he urges us to rejoice in the Lord, not in the TV, not in your iPad, not in your phone, not in your rejoice in the Lord. Call on his name and listen, Lord, I'm rejoicing in this mess because it's a mess, and I know you're going to be the one fixing it. But see, if I'm always angry and I've always got an attitude and if I'm always being selfish and I'm always being nasty, I can't hear from the Lord right now. And I'm waiting for a move. And Paul knew, he knew it, that there are no debtors around hardship. He knew it. He knew in his life. And he also knew that we all have to share a suffering. But while we cannot control whether or not we experience hardship, we can control our response to it. And instead of being overcome by despair when difficulty strikes, we can choose to be joyful. First, by presenting our request in prayer to God and trusting God to handle the answers. But in his time, his way, we can, by saturating our minds with whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. In doing so, we focus on how great God is and instead of how difficult our circumstances are. And finally, by following the example of Paul and others who have put their faith into practice and experience joy in spite of hardship. When we do these things, we'll begin to see both trials and joys as gifts from God. And I know a lot of you have put your faith on the table numerous of times, like, I've got to trust God. I'm walking with God. I'm believing in God. I'm knowing God is going to get me through this situation. I know without a shadow of doubt, first of all, because he kept me. Second of all, the blood still works. Third of all, your prayers are heard. Some things only come through prayer and fasting. Sometimes we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back. Verse 4 talks about rejoicing in the Lord. The joy of a Christian is not based on how we agree or disagree on circumstances, but it is based on our relationship with God. Because as Christians, you know, we face trouble in this world, but we should rejoice in the trials that we face and the world face because, see, they know God is using those situations to improve our character. We know God is taking these situations and improving our character. Because when we get out of this, oh, there should be testimonies upon testimonies. There should be rejoicing. The churches should be full. The revival tent should be full of true men and women and children praising and worshiping God, going through the doors, knocking on the doors, knocking on the doors in the community, making sure everybody's okay. Listen, you're invited to the church today. You're invited to the revival on this evening. You're invited to Bible study. Listen, come on out. We're going to rejoice. We're going to praise God because he brought us through. See, a lot of times we look for different reasons to praise God and pray. Listen, because he's God by itself. Because he got the situation under control. We just got to get out the way. We always say he's a way maker. He's our way maker. But how can he make a way if we continue to get in his way? Let the way maker make a way. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be anxious for nothing. Paul, he prohibits the Philistines from worrying about their own problems. Instead, we are to commit our problems unto God. Why and how? In prayer and trusting that he will provide our deliverance. Amen? We got to believe and trust that God will provide our deliverance in the midst of a storm. Now, how many of us done been through storms? God done moved mountains out of your way, done brung you out of valleys, done bring you out of darkness. Even if you had to go back to the day before you got saved and remember how God brought you out of that, and remember, he'll bring us out of this also. Amen? I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to take calls right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
And allow the Spirit of God to do what He do and allow the wind to blow within the atmosphere. And I know that he's going to do it. It's just a matter of time that he's going to do it. So if I can tell anybody anything, use this time wisely. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to encourage one another. And also, Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil, we thank God for you for taking time out, you know, out of your schedule and really putting the time in to do the show and to help one another, because we need one another. You know, Wani Gabbana said something so important, that I need you and you need me. So we all need one another. It's no time to fight one another. It's a time to love on one another and to encourage one another. And when this is all over, I truly believe that it's going to be such a revival, and people are going to flood the churches. It's just going to be amazing. And I believe in God for greatness coming out of a storm. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. You know, I was listening to you, and the one thing that stuck in my mind was the hugging part. Maybe now when this is over, we'll learn to love on each other genuinely now. We'll learn to hug our brothers and sisters. Men will learn to hug each other without worrying about what someone thinks about you, or worrying about your image or your ego. Listen, Jesus loves us all. Jesus was a man. He hugged everybody. And a lot of times, because the world is the way it is, we don't love on each other the way we're supposed to, not with hidden agendas and stuff like that. I mean, loving your brother. When you see your brother and sister, greet your brother and sister with a hug and let them know, wow, I missed you. I hope everything is okay. How have you been? And they can feel the love coming from each other. And I think a lot of, like I say, I believe God is, he has so many, it's like a chessboard. He has so many moves to make, and he's making them. He's making them, and he's shifting, and he's shifting. So I want to thank again the woman of God for calling in, and I'm going to take another caller. Amen. Hallelujah. A caller, you're on the air. Hello. Caller, you're on the air. Hallelujah, I can't get no one to talk to me. Hallelujah, I can't get no one to talk to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, calling you on the air. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. We're going to go into a song because for whatever reason, we're not talking to each other, but I just want to say this. Whatever you do, believe that God is still in charge. Amen.
as a believer when you're going to question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Your word is true.
Hallelujah. I believe in you. Hallelujah. I believe. I believe. I believe in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise your mighty name right now, God. We lift you up, Father, because there are none like you. Amen. Even in the midst of confusion, even in the midst of everything that's going around us, we have to remember. One of the things that I remember is I was always told that happiness comes from those who trust in God. Yeah, there's happiness when you're having a birthday party. There's happiness when you're celebrating. You know, there's that normal happiness. But I'm talking about genuine happiness, happiness that makes you almost lose your mind for Christ, because the happiness is a reminder of where he brought you from. The happiness is a joy that he puts in us that no one can understand. The happiness is the blood that Jesus shed it on the cross for us. The happiness is just to remind you that God is still in charge, that God still has us in his bosom. He is still holding on to us. Amen. David wrote one of the best psalms. And I would like to read this and share it with us on this day, on this evening, one of the best psalms for me. Amen. It's Psalms 34. Amen. It said, I will bless the Lord at all times, not some of the times, not when I feel good time, not when he blessed me time, not when things is going right time, but all times, storm time, uncomfortability time, doubt time, anger time, what is going on time, I don't feel like being bothered time, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually to be in my mouth. Now, if I'm praising God out of my mouth, it's coming from the depths of my soul, through my heart, through my being. So my heart, mind, and soul is connected to my praise, which makes my praise genuine, even in times when I don't feel like it. Because that's the time that the praise It's a breaking. That praise, you praise God so hard that it breaks us. We're on our knees. We're crying. We're purging. We're shouting out. We got hands lifted. We done fell on the floor. We don't care who's listening. We don't care what we look like. We're genuinely praising God. And the breakthrough come when you genuinely praise God. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. In the times of this, let us come together and exalt the Lord's name together. Let us exalt the Lord's name together. Amen. Glory to God. We're in a place now, we done got so caught up in the games, we done got caught up in the television, we done got caught up in all these things that we've been doing for the last few weeks, and we haven't given any God any time. We haven't given God any praise. We haven't given God any worship. We haven't sat down and talked to God. We haven't sat down and worshiped God. We haven't sat down and let God talk to us and let him tell us, don't worry, but be happy. I am still here. And even now, I believe there are people who done got so caught up in the things that they're doing, haven't spent no time from God, haven't opened up their Bible, haven't read a scripture to the children, haven't read a scripture to each other, held hand and prayed together. Father God, you have us together in the midst of this storm. I know you're going to bring us out the midst of the storm together. Father God, we praise you together. Father God, we uplift your name together, because a family that prays together stays together. See, I'm at a place that I don't have to boast and brag anymore about nothing but Christ Jesus. I want to boast and brag on Jesus. Jesus brought me through. Jesus kept me in the midst of my storm. Jesus is my rock that I can lean on no matter what. It's not a movable rock. It's a rooted rock to the depths of the earth. It is rooted. His roots is filled with joy, love, knowledge, wisdom, and peace of mind. And those are some ingredients that I need to hold fast on. We done got to the point where we want to believe in ourselves, or we believe in what my buddy said or what my friend said. And I hate to say this, but honestly, a lot of us don't even stop believing in God. But these are the times that he's trying to remind us, no matter what you do or who you call on, until you call on God, we don't get the correct answers. We don't get the comforting. We don't get the love. We don't get the direction. We have to call on God. In the midst of our storms, we have to call on God. Amen. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Abimelech, he saved him, because when he pretended madness, when David pretended madness in front of him, who drove him away and he departed. This is what David had to go through. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and deliver them. We have to fear God, not that God is evil or mean or bad. We have to fear him with respect and honor, that he's on the throne, that he is the Most High God. Whatever he say goes. If he say no, I have to agree with no. If he say yes, I have to agree with his yes. If he say stand still, I have to agree with his still standing, because he knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for us. And sometimes he has to shake. It's been a long time since we've been shook. We've been running on our own gases and our own fumes and our own juice for a long time. Now, God is really and truly back in the driver's seat. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. It's an exclamation point on that. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Blessed. And that's not taking nothing away from the woman, because he's talking about everybody. Amen. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. So if we trust and believe in the God, we're not going to lack. If we seek the Lord, it says we shall not lack any good thing. The good thing is coming out of this with praise on our tongue, with a right state of mind, with joy, laughter, and understanding, a new joy, a new praise, a new worship. We got to come out with a new understanding. But those who seek shall not lack any good thing, good health, good prosperity, good love, good wisdom, God himself, Christ Jesus himself. Amen. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord, who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. We're in a place right now. You can't move. You can't run. You can't hide. Stop the gossiping. Stop the backbiting. Stop the putting down of your brother and sister. Stop putting down your significant other. Stop telling your kids they can't be nothing. They won't be nothing. Sit down. Stop speaking in anger. This is the time we should be together speaking in love, learning the love of Christ together, praising God together, blessing the little things together. Blessed that we do have food, that we do have a roof, that we do have shelter, we do have clothes, we do have our health and strength. A lot of people don't have that at this time. Every day you look at the news, there's more deaths, tornadoes. People are still robbing people. People are still dying. People are still going out being disobedient to the law of the land. People getting killed on the subway when no one is supposed to be out. We're still robbing and killing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Oh, that cry is beautiful. He hears your cry. Don't think you're unheard. Don't think that he's not hearing your prayers. Don't think that he's not hearing your worship. Don't think he is not hearing you in the midnight hour when you're crying in that pillow, when you're walking the house when nobody knows, you're walking the house praying in silence. God hears you. He hears us. He has us. We just got to be patient and wait on God. We have to be patient and wait on the Lord. Amen. We have to wait. The Bible says, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord is on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Won't even be recognized anymore. People won't even remember you. People won't even know you anymore. And delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Even now, in the midst of your broken heart, God is healing it. He is rearranging some things. He is dusting off your heart to make it clean. He is taking every dirty little thing out. He's taking all the anger, all the selfish, all the wickedness out. He is near. And when God is near, things happen. Good things happen. Oh, great and merciful God, I love you. Oh, great and merciful God, I thank you. Oh, God, I feel your presence right now. Oh, God, I thank you for the mending of the broken heart. I thank you for the healing of the lost. I thank you for the healing of those who don't know you, God. I thank you, God, for moving mightily in this earth and doing what you know is best for us, God. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Not some of our troubles, but he delivers us out of all our troubles if we just cry out to the Lord. These are the times of crying out. He will deliver us from all our troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Not one of them is mangled. Not one of them is chipped. Hallelujah. Praise God. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. Servants unto God. We are to serve his people. We are to serve with our time, with our gifts, with wisdom, with love, with concern. We are to serve those who don't know God. We are to conserve our brother and sister. We are to serve our loved ones. We are to serve our enemies. We are to serve. He redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. We shouldn't, we shan't, and we won't be condemned. We have to, in this time, rejoice in Christ. Find the joy of the Lord in these hours of, I'm not going to say darkness, just a little uncomfortability, the time of shaking. God wants to see if we can be obedient. God wants to see who's still calling on him, who's trusting and believing on him. He wants to see if his servant is still serving. Is his obedient still being obedient? Is the righteous still being righteous for his name's sake? Are we continuing to praise God when everybody else is in panic? Are we continuing to praise his name when a doubter is doubting? Are we continuing to praise his name in the midst of our uncomfortability? Are we in the, are we continuously praising him in our time of lack? In our time of uncertainty. See, I'm uncertain of what the world is doing, but I'm certain that my God is moving mightily, that he's protecting my family, that he's protecting my community, he's protecting our minds, our hearts, and our spirit, that he has a plan that I will never understand. But I am certain, and I am certain that I have to praise him on a daily basis, no matter what the world say, no matter what the newscasters say, no matter what the president say, no matter what the numbers of death is saying, no matter what is going on, praising God will get me through. Praising God will get us through. Loving and trusting and believing in the Lord will get us through. The woman of God said it seems like a ghost town. It seems like there's so much fear. There's so much fear in the atmosphere. But fear is not of God. Hallelujah. Fear is not of God. Amen. We got to remember that fear is not of God. And we have to come back to that place that we believe and trust that God is still in charge. Amen. Hallelujah. We just have to understand. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God is good. Oh, Holy Spirit. I know
and trust and believe, and your ways are not like my ways. And I know that you are the author and finisher of my faith. And I know, God, that you have a way out of no way, that you are a way maker. Amen. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. For I have redeemed you. Don't fear. Amen. I have called you by your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. We praise you. I just want to use this time to thank and special prayer for everyone that's sick, everyone that's fearful, everyone that's going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decided to bring my tone down, not because something's wrong or not because I feel bad. I just wanted to say what thus saith the Lord in a peaceful and loving kind manner. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord our God who goes with us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep that in mind. Isaiah 43:1 say, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are mine. God said, we are his. Don't fear. Amen. And this time, whatever we're going through, let's rejoice and praise God. Amen. This has been your 66, and I have been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real with Neil. We're going to close in prayer. But before I close, I just want everyone to know that if you're up early in the morning, our power prays every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m., by all Mount Carmel International Radio, First Lady of Radio, our First Lady of Radio, amen, Apostle Callie McNeil, amen, who's been holding it down on Sunday mornings, amen, glory to God. She's been holding it down on Sunday morning, I mean up, ready to praise God, ready to sing, ready to read scripture, ready to do the announcements, ready to shout, ready to dance, but most of all, ready to serve for the Lord. Amen. So I throw a shout out for her and ask God to continue to use her and redeem her and uplift her and give her new strength, new wisdom, new understanding, new life, new joy, new peace, new love for her husband and new husband love for her. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want to leave nothing out because the woman of God is doing such an awesome job. And I want to ask God that every avenue of her life be fulfilled with the joy of the Lord, with the desires of the Lord, with the things of God. Amen. Glory to his mighty name. And I just want to thank her once again, all our listeners, all our supporters. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'd like to just thank you all, and we're going to pray that your health stays in the health of in the hands of God, that your homes will be covered, that our minds will be covered, our communities will be covered, that we will trust in God with all our heart and soul, and we will lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways trust in him, that we know that God has a plan and he's in charge. So I just want to say that if just continue to trust in God, continue to believe in God. Amen. Follow the laws of the land. If you don't have to be out, please don't be out. Amen. Glory to God. Love on somebody this evening. Pray with somebody this evening. Amen. Rejoice with someone this evening. You know, I found out, hallelujah, that there's plenty of biblical games. We got biblical trivia. I mean, just do something for the Lord on today. Let's all of us get together and just remind God that we love him, that we trust him, that we still believe in him, that we know that he's still in charge and he's still runs this earth. Amen. Glory to God. No matter what the situation is, we all know that God is still in charge. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank everybody once again and pray a piece of health, wealth, and healing over your lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we glorify you. Hallelujah. We just want you to know, hallelujah, that God loves us. And we can't do nothing without the love of the Lord. Amen. Remember what the scripture said. He called us by name. Amen. Hallelujah.
My